Composition is an art that compounds two major practices, play and posing. You have to wear your heart like a hat when you compose, and if that hat doesn't delight the spectators, then your heart must change. Fine. Little Moisten Lee is coming to the end of a year that can only be described as the Year of Moisten, with a premiere of one of his works performed each month, ushering in a shrubbery of new dawns as the curtains part in this or that auditorium of such and such a prestigious concert hall in a country here or there. In January, the first performance of Frozen Kisses at Harbin International Snow Festival brought many a tear to the point of no return, blinding eyelids with the beauty of winter and the solemn acceptance of suffering in its wake. Cat on Piano premiered in Paris in February to much controversy, the APC and the APP throwing a hissy fit or two and still chafed by twisted knickers. Ham and Eggs for Bassoon and Basset Hound, composed, it is claimed, using tiddlywinks and a toy abacus, was performed in the Sydney Opera House in March to an audience hungry for the breakfast of youth. They licked their plates clean. April saw a splendid evening in Venice harmonize with the opening of Moisten's first operetta, but a fly in butter. The bemused and the amused butted their heads until the final nod of agreement that it was most certainly unsalted. May saw the premiere of his Symphony of Toys, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, winning him a nomination for Youngest Composer of the Year, which he is eager to take before the crown no longer fits. In June, Dara Dara, Compositions Caught in the Kitchen, premiered as a Master Chef special, reaching a wider audience than Moisten had previously mustered. July brought Moisten together with the Helsinki Police Symphonic Band for a performance of Nay Nay Nor for Sirens and Batons. The burnt barricades and ripped up turf after the police bikes simulated a series of high-stake chases during the final movement created one of the most iconic images of the year. National Police Commissioner Ikki Kumpula, soot-faced, weeping over the sod of his rogue moustache as the simulated order of civil society went up in flames. In August, the New York Society for Aquatic Acoustic Research staged Lobsters for Mobsters, which dropped him in the hottest water of his career so far. 100 submerged hydrophones recording the final hard-shell confessions of lobsters in solitary confinement brought to boil. A selection of New York's hardest criminals were invited from the Board of Trustees to feast on the remains of the performing crustaceans, whilst the audience endured 2 hours of their brittle banter. September and October were months in cahoots, with parts 1 and 2 of Good Banana, Bad Banana, played simultaneously in Warsaw and Walsall. From the River Vistula to the River Tame, East Poland to the West Midlands. Boy caught toy caught found him performing for the first time on stage with the Red Army Choir. In an oversized cot behind the cheeky bars of his improvised composition, he directed the choir to move beyond the limits of Western notation and to slip free of the strictures of sense. Many detractors did not get the radical nature of the gesture and continue to think of him as a childish composer of whimsies that he is not at pains to debunk. And now in December, his greatest work saved for an unabashed finale, Tractor Tatus. Though dubbed Traitor Detritus by one of his budding detractors, composed in Randicon Park's sand pit with toy tractors and a plastic sand fork, scaled up for Farmer Banjoman's freshly ploughed potato field, and performed by the Farmany Harmony Field Recordist Association in collaboration with Tractors for Change. The UAOA Foundation for Underaged Overachievers is sponsoring the event. In the front row, a veritable who's who of this year's glut of youthful grey matter can be observed. The nation's pulse is beating for these genies who will dig it out of the muck for a new harvest. Griffin Spence, the 5-year-old hedge fund manager in his cream boater, is sitting on the extreme right, fanning himself with a wad of cash. Next to him is 6-year-old primate geneticist Thornton Tangleflint, accompanied by his chimp mentor, Mr. Linden. The next seat is reserved for 7-year-old Moisten Lee, who is slowly parading on his little electric tractor, handing out bouquets of evening primrose to the performers. In the next seat along is 8-year-old movie director Mary Snowdawn. Just down from the trees after her triumphal march at the Gotham Awards. Next, 9-year-old poet laureate Brianne Boeing is writing in her notepad, and whispers are circulating that perhaps she is working on her rumored national epic right there in front of their very eyes. As she scribbles, she keeps on nudging her neighbor, Panky Rudstock, aged 10, who is patting down his premature toupee as the playful wind tries to rouse him to a frolic. But the serious set style of his hero, Minkton Trice, business mogul, philanthropist, an all-round solid guy, though a century since deceased, tethers his gestures to the ghostly slow exposure of a child outweighed by the inheritance tax of human thought. But nobody is paying attention to those deep hollows, because the attention is being taken by Dolly Palmoyle, age 11, causing problems in the front row with her whistling antics. Stan and Dardy Lee are throwing daggers with their eyes at her, which only seems to goad her onto more daring and elaborate refrains. The next thing we know, Dolly is bawling in her chair with her arms crossed in an undeniable tantrum. Whatever happened, the hush in the other kid's eyes says there will be no telltales today. The seat next to Dolly has been pre-folded and leans against the tensor barrier. It appears that Barbara Nahn, 12-year-old portrait painter and ill-mannered mannerist, has declined today's invitation and whittled the hopeful 8 to a jagged 7. On edge, they are all eager for the tires to start turning. Moisson cuts the ribbon. The tractors rev their engines and cross the start line to sniff along the furrowed staves with high-bred honks. Semitone potatoes and quartet carrots won't hinder their progress. What a privilege this must be for all in attendance, the beasts on the ground and the birds swarming overhead, who are all here to witness this once-in-a-lifetime collusion of youth and inspiration that brings to a close the year of Moisson.
Thank you.